Hi, I'm Fred Schonenberg, and thank you for joining me on the Venture Fuel podcast. At Venture Fuel, we help companies find new solutions by partnering with the best startups from around the world. On the show, you'll learn the secrets of business leaders who tap into startups and the founders driving extraordinary results. We'll consider new ideas, stretch our mindsets beyond the status quo, and in the process, discover how to leap the competition and fuel personal growth. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us on the Venture Fuel Visionaries podcast. This is a very exciting episode. This is part two from our recent event, What's Next Now? Beer, Wine, and Spirits. I get to talk with Vanessa Rosato on our team about how the team at Venture Fuel evaluates startups, and we'll share a short list of ventures that we're watching in the alcoholic beverage space. Think of this as a rapid-fire dive into our innovation huddles, what we're excited about in beer, wine, and spirits. I hope you enjoy.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today, Fred. Thanks. I'm excited to go through our ventures to watch in beer, wine, and spirits. So just a quick run through before we go through the companies, some of the criteria that we think about when we are selecting startups to keep an eye on. Fred, do you want to walk through quickly? I mean, I'll take the first one, fit to brief, right? Generally, we're doing this for a client. In this case, we said, you know, is it fit to brief with consumer needs in the space? And we're going to walk you through some of the consumer trends that we're watching.
The fit to brief part is the thing that differentiates Venture Fuel. We're not looking at startups as an investment, as a VC fund. We're looking at it to help our corporate partner. So we really sit with them and we articulate what their brief is, what their challenge is, what they're trying to get after. And then that's the lens through which we evaluate all startups first. So it could be a unicorn, but if it doesn't solve our corporate partner's challenge, it's not relevant. So I think that's a big piece of the lens we look through. And then, you know, number two and number four are very, I would say, obvious to people that are excited about innovation, but slightly different, right? Is it emerging and new? It's something that hasn't been done before that is unique to what the corporate is doing. And then does it break through? Does it get through the noise and make a meaningful impact? And then the enterprise ready part, this is how we view startups. People are like, what stage of startup do you look at? And we're always looking for one that is both new, breakthrough, emerging, but that can scale, that can handle the big corporate and has some velocity. They've done a few deals with people and they're ready to go. And then lastly, our VF rubric, which is a little proprietary, but we really analyze the team, the investors, who they've worked with, the technology, and everyone gets pretty deep on that side of the house on our side. But really the top five are that first level of figuring out who's interesting.
And then just some of the, you know, in this case, the fit to brief, the brief was the consumer trends. Some of the things that we saw when we looked at the space were a greater push for customization, personalization. I think we're really familiar with this in certain spaces, particularly in media, but we're seeing this crossover all the way into food and beverage. Sustainability was another one. The panel previously touched on that. Health and wellness as well. And separate, but sort of adjacent or connected or complementary to that is low alcohol, no alcohol spirits. And then robotics and automation. We've heard a lot about that in other industries, but we're now actually starting to see it hit beer, wine, and spirits and the front end of the business and hospitality spaces. Now we're going to go through these really rapid fire. The first venture to watch is Amass Botanics. It is a botanical spirits and body care lifestyle brand making clean botanics for modern life. We actually have the chief revenue officer from Amass with us today. And so we'll also ask Gene to tell us a little bit more about this company and what it's doing to meet an unmet consumer need in the marketplace. Fred, tell us about Cecilia AI.
Yeah, this has been promised for a while, right? The idea of the robotic bartender. But I think what's interesting with Cecilia is you've got the conversational AI tech coming together with voice recognition capabilities, and then add to that the robotic automation part, right? Of making cocktails, which is not particularly easy to do because you have lots of ingredients that need to go together extremely quickly in a personalized and sort of enjoyable manner.
What struck me in the description was not just making delicious cocktails, which is particularly hard to do. So I look forward to trying that one. Drink Good Spirits. And actually, we have the founders and owners of Drink Good Spirits on the next panel. They are a supplier of craft brands in the spirits category. They are focused on sustainable farming practices, sustainable packaging, and really tapping into this desire that consumers have, not just to drink things that are taste great, but also things that are good for the environment. So we'll talk to them more about their brands and what they're doing in that space.
Frugal Pack, this is going the other direction into packaging innovation. They're using, the bottle is actually 94% recycled paperboard, and they've got a food grade pouch on the inside that makes it lighter, right, for transport and sustainability for lower carbon footprint, but still looks beautiful on shelf.
Set the Bar was our the company founded by one of our previous guests, Ryan Malkin, and this is about putting the regulatory answers to your questions in your hands if you're working in the industry and helping you to navigate the decentralized regulatory environment in the United States.
Three Spirits, they are an innovative drinks company. They're focused mostly on plants, right, as the ingredients that go in and the potential of those active botanicals to come together and push the boundaries to making alcohol kind of beyond just having a cocktail.
And this is our last venture, Fred.
Yeah, super, super interesting. It's a sensory science company. Essentially, they're using everything from advanced chemistry to machine learning and artificial intelligence to match consumers to products they love. So you answer a few questions on the things that you like from a taste standpoint, smell, colors, things like that, and they actually will make product recommendations. You can think about it as thinking of what's the right bottle of wine or what's the beer. What are you having for dinner? Those types of things, but using really advanced algorithms to make that recommendation engine more personalized for you. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you loved hearing about these startups, I know you're going to be really excited for our next podcast. We're going to go into disrupting drinks, and it will feature two startups, Amass and Drink Good Spirits. It's a fantastic conversation from our most recent event, What's Next Now, Beer, Wine, and Spirits. Hope you will tune in. And as always, please follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, wherever you get your industry news. We have all sorts of bonus materials like this episode, as well as we announce who's coming up. And of course, subscribe to our podcast alerts so that you can find out what's next. Hope you have a great day, and thanks so much for listening.